We have here a Alshech. The Alshech HaKadosh is, I don't know exactly, I think around the 1500s. Buried in Tzfas. So he has a pshat on the Aseres HaDibris of Lo Sachmod Eishes Re'echa, not to have jealousy of your friend's wife. I think there's two very, very big chidushim in the Alshech. One that I'm not so sure, I mean, it's not directly nogea to most of the guys here because it's a chidush for people who are married, which I assume does not apply to most of the guys here. Though, it's a good thing to know for the future to get into your head. And then there's, I think, a chidush in Keiches and Nefesh that we can apply to everyone. But the first chiddush is just to be able to read it. I think that's probably my biggest chiddush, is that I suspect most people cannot read this Alshech. So I'll get credit for reading it. Okay, it's a short little Alshech, just a few lines. There's a pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros Lo Sachmod Eishes Re'echa. Oh, so Dibur Zeh Hu Le'umas Maimer Lo Tov V'yos Adam Nevado. This is the Alshech Shita and the Aseres HaDibros, that each of the Aseres HaDibros is kineged, something we have there in the Brias Oidam and Breishas. So this Dibur is parallel, is a result to the pasuk we have in Breishas, that Hashem says, Lo Tov V'yos Adam Nevado. Why? Who? Kisham Kosavnu, I explained over there, Sha'omer Hu Yisparach, Hashem said, Lo Tov V'yos Adam Nevado, and the pasuk continues, Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. So he says, Pshat in that pasuk. Oh, apparently he says it over there, though I didn't see it over there, but okay. Lo Tov V'yos Adam Nevado, Gam Shelo Yeh in Basugo, Kim in Zuloso. In other words, the pasuk says, "Lo tov v'yos adam levado." It's not good for man to be alone. So therefore, eselo ezer kinegdo. I'll make him an ezer kinegdo. So the way we learn the pasuk is almost redundant. This is bad. Therefore, I'll switch it and make it not like that. It's bad that he should be alone. Therefore, I'll make it that he won't be alone. But if that is pshat, then the pasuk is just redundant. You're saying the same thing twice. So what the Alshech says is that Hashem is saying two things. Lo tov v'yos adam levado. It's not good for a person to be by himself. And therefore, he should have someone to keep him company. But I'm going to go better than that. And not only am I going to make someone to keep him company, but I'm going to make that the person, the one that keeps him company, is an Ezer Kenegdo. That's like an added step. That's what he says. Shaloi, lo tovios on the Nevado, that, it's not good to be alone, and he should have someone to keep him company. Gam shaloi and basugo. Even if that one that's keeping him company is not basugo, his match, that's also better than nothing. But even if he not basugo, kim zul also. Ah, however, old Osef, Hashem's going to do an added favor. For who? Ki eser lo ezer kinegdo. I'm going to make that it's an ezer kinegdo. What does that mean, ezer kinegdo? Shediyelo ezer, that he's going to be on the, that this match, this being that's going to keep the human, the man company, is an Ezer, Biyoso Basugo, because she is Basugo. Now, very unclear what the word Basugo means, but that's what we're going to have to try and translate. But he's saying that besides just being kept company with another being, Hashem's going to make that that being is Basugo. Shehi Kenegdo, because it's parallel to him. And that's why it says here, Lo Sachmod Eishes Re'echa. Now we understand, Lo Sachmod Eishes Re'echa, who the umas a maimer who. It's parallel to that maimer. Kila ko echad yesho basugo. Each person has his basugo. V'lama yachmol masheinu shalo. So why should you desire what's not yours or for you? So he's saying that the reason why, if there was just a din of lo tov v'yos adam levado, without eser lo ezer kinegdo, then there would be no iser, so to speak, of lo sachmot. Because, but now that it's the second step is true, that it's eser lo ezer kinegdo, then there's an iser lo sachmot. So what does that mean? So apparently, he's saying like this, if it was just lo tov v'yos adam levado, so Hashem just makes that there's some other being keeps you company, but it could be that that being that I have that keeps me company is not so good for me. And if I care, the one that you have keeping you company is better. So then I have a right to be jealous. After all, you have something better than me. So why shouldn't I be jealous? But since the Pasuk says SLO Ezer Kinegdo, so why are you jealous? You got your basuk. So apparently, the way the Alshech is learning SLO Ezer Kinegdo, which is a very big chiddush in the Pasuk, in the way we hear Pasuk, is that it means that every person, Hashem makes Ezer Kinegdo. Each person, he looks at you, Ezer Kinegdo. It's not the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is Ezer Kineged the human race, the human beings, Kineged Adam Arisha. He's saying no, Ezer Kinegdo is on an individual basis. Each person gets his Ezer Kinegdo. Therefore, since you got your Ezer Kinegdo, you didn't just get stomped someone to keep you company. You got an Ezer Kinegdo. So what are you being jealous of the other person? You got this, your wife is your Ezer Kinegdo. Well, why should you be jealous of the other guy? The other one's wife is not Ezer Kinegdo. Your wife is a better fit for you. Well, that's what he's saying. Now, before you can go further, I have to admit, obviously, you know, there are exceptions. Every rule has its exceptions, you know. Obviously, the Torah has a din of divorce, which means that sometimes it's not a perfect match. But we're talking here on the norm when things are working right. I don't exactly know the gather, but we're in the normal situation. Well, there are people that are, you know, whatever, but in the normal situation. So what is the Alshech saying? The Alshech is saying that what Torah is saying, why should you be jealous? There's a special din of Ezer Kinegdo. Oh. Now, to get a little more Hezber, we know there's a famous line from the Chofetz Chaim by everything. In other words, the Alshech is mashma, this is a special din by marriage, which we don't have anywhere else. It's a special chiddush that the Torah wrote Ezer Kinegdo. Now, there's a famous Chofetz Chaim that's quoted many places. It's quoted, his son quotes it. It's many places quoted that the Chofetz Chaim overheard someone saying, it could be better. And the Chofetz Chaim said, you're not allowed to say that. Because if it could be better, it would be better. He says, you're allowed to say it's bitter. It's marred. It's bitter. It's difficult. It's painful. But not that it could be better. It could be that the best thing for you is to get it painful. But you can't say it could be better. So, the Chofetz Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically, Bitochen says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives to the person what's best for him. So, what is this Alshech saying? It's a special din by Yeshidach that it's an Ezer Kinegdo. You get your basug. By everything. If my house is also, I can't say my house, I could be better. I could have a better house. If I could have a better house, Hashem would have given me a better house. If I could have a better car that's better for me, I would give me a better car. What's special about the shidduch? So apparently, Shan and the Alshech is that when it comes to other things, when the Chafetz Chaim said, if it could be better, it would be better, he doesn't deny that it could be better in a vacuum. It's just in the totality, it would be better. Meaning, it could be that guy has a nicer car than you, and he has a nicer house than you, and he has a nicer job than you, and he has everything. But there's a cheshbon, why for you, this is the right thing. Maybe because you have to get yisurim for your averis. Maybe because Hashem wants to give you an isayin, and that's how you're going to get your item haba. Maybe because you get more schar when you have difficult nisyanis. So it really, in truth, it is easier, more enjoyable in life, so to speak, the way the other guy has it. The other guy's rich and you're poor. And if riches, it is maybe more fun to be rich than poor. But you can't say it could be better because Hashem has a good cheshbon why he made you poor. Hashem has a good cheshbon for your ruchnius and oyram haba. Hashem knows that if you would be rich, you'd be nichsho and averis and you would lose oyram haba. Hashem knows that you did certain averis and you have to get kapara. So in a vacuum, being, you know, I don't like that example, but being rich, we're saying, is maybe more enjoyable than being poor. But in totality, taking everything in life in totality, all your averis and all your averis from previous gilgulim and your nishaynis and Hashem knowing what you can pass and what you can't pass and etc., Hashem knows that this is the best thing for you. The Alshech is saying that if that was the case, then you could still be jealous. You know, the Maisa, he's rich and I'm poor. And, you know, it should be, okay, in the totality in life, there's a cheshbon. But in this vacuum, he has something that I don't have. Now, there's a reason Afal began a Torah Aser, that also jealousy. That's a different Alshech. But he's saying, the Alshech saying when it comes to marriage, I have my wife and he has his wife. And I say, listen, I'm jealous. His wife is better than my wife. So there the Alshech says that jealousy doesn't make sense because Adarabba, you have your basugo of Ezer Kenegdo. Your wife wasn't just Stam. You just picked one old, you know, you got one wife, he got a different wife. Your wife is Ezer Kenegdo, means just perfectly suited for you. It's not that she's given to you so you can have your Yisurim because you deserve, you gotta get your Gehenim so you can get Kapar and your Averis. No. It's given to you because she is the Ezer Kenegdo. So there's a tremendous Chiddush in just the simple reading of the Alshech. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Here we have a scenario where a person goes ahead and he's married. Right, so talking about a married person. What about a single person? I don't know. You know, you guys are all single. I know. You know, how does the Alshech answer why you're not supposed to be Rosachma when you're single? I don't know. Can't answer that either. He's dealing with a situation of someone married. And he's telling the person who's married, he's married with his wife, and the other guy's married with his other wife. And the person starts having jealousy. You know, my wife does this, and your wife is so nice, and my wife's not a good cook, and your wife's such a good cook, and my wife, she screams at me all the time, and she criticizes me, and your wife is so nice, and so kind, and so considerate, whatever it is. And he starts feeling jealous. So we tell him, what are you jealous? This is your basug. This is Ezer Kenegdo. This is a perfect match for you. So there's two tremendous chiddushim. One chiddush in Hilchos Shiduchim that Bitochin says that in the norm, again, we said there are obviously exceptions to the rule, I can't say, but in the normal situation, assuming everything is going proper and the person marries and Hashem, you know, marries who he's supposed to marry, he did the proper ishtadis, he had the proper siyata d'shmai, and the Das Torah says he's supposed to stay married, and you're not supposed to get divorced, and whatever it is, so that you can feel, even though it looks to you that the other woman is better. Now, I'm not ready to get divorced. I'm just jealous. And I'm not saying I want to get divorced. I'm just jealous that you got a better wife. He says, no, that's krum, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha of the world is when it comes to marriage, he makes Ezer Kenegdo. So the first thing is a tremendous chiddush that such a hashgacha is true, that even though it looks to us sometimes, it looks to this person like the other wife is a better, and he would normally be jealous, the reality is no, she's not better for you, which is a chiddush. It's definitely a chiddush in the hashgacha, that there's a special haftacha when it comes to marriage, that a person, when it goes properly, person gets his ezer kenegdo, his basug, which is more than just, you know, that it's more than just when it comes to anything else in Gashmias. The second chiddush is a tremendous chiddush in Musar. And this, I think, is very applicable even to the guys who are single. And it's mamish the yisoida sabaka Musar, I think. Everyone asks the question, you know, the Aben Ezra, everyone, lo sachma means don't be jealous. Jealous is an emotion. How can they tell me not to be jealous? Don't be jealous. I have argosha. So here you have the guy. He looks around. He thinks his wife is a kvetch. He thinks his wife is this. He thinks his wife is that. He sees his next door neighbor's wife. She's always dressed so nicely. She's so friendly. Oh, he's jealous. Oh, you got a better wife than me. So we come to him and we tell him the alsha. Don't you know Ezer Kenegdo? Yeah, okay. But she's nicer. She's better. She's friendlier. When she says good morning to me and my wife grouches at me and I don't know, you know, whatever it is. So I'm jealous. But Ezer Kenegdo, your wife is better for you. Okay. I hear intellectually you got a pasuk. You know, you got a raya from a pasuk. But reality to me is not that way. So I feel jealous. Jealousy is a hargosha, is a feeling. You know, I feel that she would be, you know, you convince me intellectually. Okay, I'm a big Talmud Chacham, and you convince me intellectually that my wife is better than her, even though I can't figure out for the life of me why that's true, but you convince me. Okay. But jealousy is a hargosha of feelings, and it bothers me. I see, you know, she's better. She's nicer. She's prettier. She's this. She's that. Whatever it is, a better cook. I don't know. Whatever it is that drives me crazy. So what the yisoid there is, a tremendous yisoid, is that hargoshes are supposed to be controlled by the intellect, and a person can say yes. I intellectually I understand that it's true, but what can I do? This is the way I feel. You know, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I can't help myself because I know I shouldn't be eating this piece of cake, but I want it, and therefore I have to eat it because otherwise I'll be depressed. No, if you know you shouldn't be eating the cake, then you shouldn't want the cake. It's a person is the proper person on the proper madrega, when he knows something intellectually, even if he can't understand it. To me, it looks blatant, not like that. It looks, everything I see, she's a better wife than my wife. She has all these midas, and my wife don't have. I'm not ready to divorce my wife, but okay, it looks to me like I got it's not as good as the other one. But comes along the Torah and says, nope, it's a pasuk. Ezer kenegdo, basug. Oh, all of a sudden, jealousy disappears. Which is a very big yisoid in koiches hanefesh. It's a very big yisoid in that a person is supposed to be that his intellect goes ahead and can control his emotions. And if intellectually I know something is true, then there's no stira. There's not supposed to be any stira between the intellect and the emotions. If there's people, all the Bali Musar talk about that, there's a stira, there's the intellect and the emotions, and it's rochik mizrach from Ayriv, and a person can know something intellectually and not feel it emotionally. That's true. But a person who's on the proper madrega can bridge the gap between his intellect and his emotions. And a person can go ahead, and if he knows something intellectually, even though from his emotional vision he doesn't see it, but his intellect can change his entire emotions. And that was, I think, you know, that was the Yesod of Sabaka Musar. Sabaka Musar, I told people that we went to Meir Chodesh, that's how, Mashkiach from Chevron Yeshiva. And we asked him, what was the Yesod of Sabaka Musar? And what was it different than other schools of Musar? And he said that the Yesod of Sabaka Musar was the first line of Mesirat Yesharim. Yisrael Chasidus Shar Shavod Atmima Hu Sheyispayer VeYisAmeitz Etzor Adam Machol Vaseh Olamo. He says Yispayer VeYisAmeitz is intellectual. Yispayer means you get it sharp intellectually. Yispayer Borer VeYisAmeitz means emes. He says the Messiah Sharm doesn't say anything about emotions, about hagashas. He says, I didn't say you learn Musar Bispayis and get all emotional and all excited and hagashas. It's Yisbayer v'Yisames, which means that if a person can get Yisbayer v'Yisames, then that can go ahead and control all your taivas and all your emotions and all your hargoshes. And even though the human being is made up of all these taivas and desires and hargoshes and feeling and that are not rational, when a person has Yisbayer v'Yisames and he's a proper Adam HaShalem, then his Yisbayer v'Yisames controls all his emotions. And all the emotions are channeled through the Yisbayer v'Yisames. That was the Yisoid of Meir Chodesh. And that, I think that Yisoid that he said is the, was the Yisoid of Sabaka Musar. That's why the Alter did not stress, he says, as much as other schools of Musar, the emotionalism of Musar. You know, the Musar Shmuzim were intellectual. There wasn't as much as an emphasis on the emotional angle. I say, also learn Musar B'Spayis, but not as much. He says, because they held that the real Shlemis is that you get, a person should train himself that his emotions follow his intellect. So even though emotionally it seems to you one way, and you look at it, and it seems Barer Kechama, that I was gypped and this one's better, and and these are emotional feelings. It's, I look, she's prettier. She's prettier than mine. I feel jealous. But if a person is intellect, he hears that obviously I don't understand it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's better for me. So my intellect tells me that this is not true, that my wife is my basug, and she's better than me than the other one. Even though I can't see it, perhaps, in this case of the Alshech, we're obviously talking about such a case. So the person is mechuyev, and it's a tainim, lama yachmod. What doesn't make any sense? Because if you're an Adam HaShalem, your intellect controls your emotions, and you have no argosha of jealousy, because your intellect rules supreme and your intellect tells you that there's no reason to be jealous because my wife is my perfect basuk.